Welcome to Glam Mom Social, where we empower women and grow through self-love. This podcast was created to inspire women to be themselves with no fears and no self-doubt. Ride along with us on this journey called life.
Being a new mom can be really tough. So in this episode, I interviewed two of my closest old moms and new moms who have recently had babies and who are currently pregnant with their second. We share some insight on breastfeeding, being a second-time mom, and tips and tricks, as well as really crappy comments that people have shared with them, and kind of insight on being a new mom. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did.
Two. I'm due in 4 months with my second, and I work in marketing for a financial institution, and I have been married for almost 10 years.
Oh man.
I know.
What?
That's a long
next
time.
Year will be our 10-year anniversary.
Wow. One of us has that.
Yeah, we started having kids late.
What?
Or you got married early.
Yeah, I got married a week after my 26th birthday, so I guess that's considered early.
That's early, yeah, that's early. Yeah. How about you?
My name is Natasha, and I have a background in marketing for about, 10 years, and did a switch this year into project management, but still focused on kind of product innovation. That's kind of what I've been doing the last 4 years, I would say. So doing the marketing side and now doing the project management side. I'm also married. We're hitting 7 years next week.
Oh wow.
Don't know what we did for 7 years. Produced a child. And then I'm also expecting in 6 weeks.
So oh, wow.
Have a daughter and expecting a son. So that's super exciting. Excited.
Okay, so I guess the first question is, what is the best and worst advice someone has given you as a mom?
As a mom, I think the worst has probably been like, sleep when the baby sleeps. That doesn't happen.
That's a lie.
That is a lie.
Sleep when the baby sleeps. That's not the first thing. I'm thinking about. It's, you know, like, I'm a working mom. At the time when I was on mat leave, had a newborn, I wasn't thinking about, oh, I'm gonna go to sleep right now. You can't turn your mind off that fast and fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And there's so many things going on around you, and maybe you just wanna relax and hang out on your phone.
Totally.
So that was pretty bad advice, because I don't think that's applicable to everybody across the board.
Yeah,
and to say that to a new mom, it's more like, you know what, take that time when the baby's sleeping, and you should be sleeping yourself and resting your body. But it's just not realistic.
It doesn't happen.
No.
So, I mean, some people it might happen, but I find that most of the time, exactly what you said, your mind just goes.
Yeah.
And it's your first baby, so you're just so focused on staring at them and making sure they're breathing.
Totally.
Just
is the child alive
things.
Still? That was my focus.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
How about you, Natasha?
Yeah, I agree too. The worst was, so a nurse comes and sees you, I don't know how quickly after, about a week, right? Once you give birth, I think it was.
So, yeah.
So a nurse came, and it stands in my mind because it was like day 7, and I think I was the second person to have, you were the first to have kids, but your kids were a little bit older. So no one around me had an infant yet, right? So I was unfortunately obliged to listen to this nurse, and she basically told me that I wasn't feeding Rhea enough.
Oh.
So I needed to feed her every 3 hours. And so I started putting my timer on every 3 hours in the middle of the night.
And waking her up.
Oh, I did that too. I would wake her up.
Because she scared me that your child is not gonna gain weight and grow. And she wasn't small, she was 6'4". So she was like average baby, not too little, but definitely not too big. But I would put my alarm on, which I would never recommend for anyone to do. And wake up every 3 hours for months. And then, of course, she fell into that routine. Worst thing ever.
I did the exact same thing.
And then you start talking to other moms, and they're like, well, what do you mean 3 hours?
Yeah.
Every 3 hours? And my kid goes, maybe 4 or 5. Of course, at the beginning, they need to get in bed. But so she stayed in that routine, though, for months, instead of falling off and going into a 5-hour stretch and a 7-hour stretch. So trying to sleep train her coming months was brutal.
That must have been hard. And I guess you only know what you know. Because you really, when you're first, you just try and take as much advice as you can, but you just don't. You don't know.
And you kind of panic, right?
Yeah.
Like, but I'm responsible for her growth.
Yeah.
Totally. And she should be growing at this speed. It's just terrible. We'll not do that this time.
What is the best advice someone gave you?
I'm really lucky. I have a big family, and I have some sisters that are really close to me. And I had a couple of my sisters whose kids, one had kids a year apart from me, a year and a half, and she came over and was like, let me see how you're breastfeeding. Let's do this together. And at first I was like, no, get away from me. And then she was like, no, it's okay. Like, we can do this together. Because one side was dynamite. It was awesome. The other side hurt so much, and it's not supposed to hurt.
No.
And I kept hearing, it's not supposed to hurt. It's not supposed to hurt. And I remember being up at like 3 a.m. watching like a YouTube video on like how to nurse properly, because I couldn't get this one side correct. And she came over and she helped me, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. Because I wanted to nurse for a long time, and this was discouraging that I couldn't do it properly on one side. And she helped me out so much, and I will always be thankful for that.
Oh, that's so stressful.
It's not really like advice per se, but it was something that helped me throughout my whole breastfeeding journey.
Yeah, that's amazing. I breastfed for some time, like 5 or 6 months, I can't remember, with Vincenzo. And then same thing, one of my girlfriends came or dropped this gadget off because he was on formula at the time. So it sounds so dumb, but it's a formula like pouch thing. So it's a compartment, so it keeps all your formulas in it. Okay. And before that, we were just bringing like the tin of powder.
Like the full tin.
The full tin everywhere we went. But I didn't know. I've never given formula. I was my first child. So she came over and she gave me that. And we actually went on a trip with it. And we saw other parents in the lineup in Mexico when like border crossing.
Yeah.
And they had the tin. And we're like, oh my God, that totally would have been us. We should tell them about the compartment. But it's true. It's like simple things like that that you just don't know until you experience it. It's amazing.
I never even thought about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, breastfeeding is a tricky one.
Yeah.
How about you? What's the best advice?
Don't have a birth plan.
That was a good one for me too.
Because I didn't. I was so not scared. I'm a little scared this time. I'll tell you why, but I didn't have one. I went in completely open-minded, open to all the drugs or not. And I said to myself, I'm going to do what I think I need to do in the moment when I get there.
That's perfect.
You
really do need to go with that.
And to be honest, every single one of us, and obviously there's more of us that aren't in the room, but no one's story is the same. They're so far removed, and that's just us. And you think about other women who go through, quote unquote, the same thing. It's not the same. Nothing's the same. And I feel like if I had gone in stressing about, like, I want this, I mean, obviously I wanted a natural birth. I was lucky. I got to. But I was like, if in the event, and I was close, but I have to have a C-section, then I'm going to be open to it. Yeah. Because it's the safety of my baby, the safety of me and our royal family. And I feel like it went smoother because of it.
Yes, that's really good advice. Definitely. I like that one.
Yeah, I like that
one
too.
Doesn't mean don't be prepared. Mm-hmm. Have a diaper bag, that would be great. Oh, yeah. And take shoes, for crying out loud. Take shoes.
I didn't bring shoes.
Oh, that's gross. So true. Flip-flops or whatever.
Flip-flops, so true.
Yeah. Bring your nursing pillow. That was the best thing
I
did.
Oh, I didn't bring
it. I brought my nursing pillow, so it was like super comfy. And it even had a little pocket where it's for you to take the cover off to wash it. But that pocket was for my cell phone.
Oh my gosh, you're like, so prepared.
I'm so gonna pass
my nursing pillow.
It was the best thing ever. It was so comfortable. It made it easier to sleep in the bed. Just everything about it was so much easier.
Oh, that's a good one. That's good advice. I like that one. So I guess my next question is, how do you guys manage your day-to-day work balance, life balance, and everything that a mom needs to do at home?
I go with the flow. I am very much an easygoing person in that sense, where I need to be able to just go with the flow, and if something happens, it happens, and you take care of it when that happens. So I have a job where I work Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, I'm very lucky to have my daughter in daycare 3 days a week, and her daycare is actually in the same building as my office.
So convenient.
So convenient.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she comes, and it's more expensive, but I'm paying for that convenience, and it's a great daycare. And I do have that flexibility of my husband working shift work, so he has her the other 2 days. But just being able to go with the flow, and you know what? I don't have to plan dinner every single day. I can order out at the end of the day. If I'm tired, that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't need to meal prep. I don't put that like pressure on myself to have all that done. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if that's one thing in the mix. Like if I did do fresh prep for quite some time, it got pretty expensive, so I stopped. But fresh prep was amazing as well, because at least like 3 days a week I had that meal, which was amazing. But I just remove pressure from myself. And if I miss something, it's okay. If I miss something for, like, say, you know, there's a milestone happening and, you know, something's happening at the daycare and you want to go see and you miss it because you have a deadline at work, your kid's never going to remember this. Mm-hmm. You're going to remember. So if it means that much to you, then make an effort and go. But if you can get over it, then let it slide.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, I feel like before I was pregnant, and my answer is different before from now.
Yes.
But before, I feel like we have a pretty good groove, and I'm with you on the, if she's having a tantrum morning, then we're all late.
Yeah.
And it's just the way it is. And I feel like workplaces are so much better about it. And I'm lucky that I work in a place where, like, women kind of rule the place. Boss is a mom, the boss is a mom, so it ends up like it's okay. There's no like time, like there's no such thing as 9 to 5 anymore.
Yeah.
Clock in at 9 and leave at 5, and people just don't care, so you don't have that pressure, so that helps a lot. It's a tag team, man. Frost does as much as I would say I do. Like, if there's no way that one does more than the other, and if I'm with her, he's getting the lunches ready, and if it's I'm getting her ready, then he's doing that, and then evenings I'm cooking and he's doing bedtime routine, or we switch.
Mm-hmm.
It's all hands on deck. I give such props to single moms all the time. Like, I always think about, like, I don't know how I could do this by myself. Yeah. Like, the days, the one day he's off in an evening with his work or friends or whatever, I'm always like, oh my God, this is so hard to do on your own, because you rely on each other to kind of like tag team and tag out. Now that I'm pregnant, 8.5 months, I will pay anything. Pick up your groceries, order your groceries online. I will pay for cleaners because I physically can't do it. Whether I sustain it or not, I just think you just have to do what you need to do.
I think you're right. I think that you just adapt. I think moms just adapt. Whether you're a single mom or you're not a single mom, mm-hmm. or you're pregnant or you're not, I think you just make do and figure it out.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's just what you got to do. And there's no like judgment on it.
Yeah.
I think that's the worst thing, when you either compare yourself to other moms or you judge other people. You can't, because everyone's so different and everybody needs different things.
And I used to also be the mindset that I want to do it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't want to be open to the village. I'm open to that village,
100%.
Man. My parents, my siblings, my in-laws, I can't even.
Oh God, we
no
could
way.
Do nothing without them.
I used to commit to so much and say yes to like going out to things and be like, sure, I'll come to that event on Tuesday night at 9 p.m. sure, I'm there. Or I would say no to when my parents would be like, hey, I'll make extra food. You want to take it home? And I'd be like, no, that's okay. Now I'm like, yes. I brought the Tupperware containers back the last time they came
into
me.
Fill them up.
Pile it on again. There's nothing like a home cooked meal. So like when I go visit them on the weekends, I'm prepared. I'm like, yeah, for sure. Make an extra triple the batch. I'll take some home for sure.
Yeah.
Totally. And I totally say no to plans all the time.
Yes, it's okay to say no.
Yeah.
I 100%.
It's a hard one though, because I don't think we're the type.
I know.
That like to say no. We want to say yes to everything. And I have FOMO.
Totally.
It's a real thing. I want to be at everything. And I hate saying it, but sometimes.
You know your limits. You know when you need to decompress and when you need to just say no. So I guess my next one is, what is the worst baby and business moment? Like, if you can think of yourself at work where you had to either come home or make a decision and that guilt kind of poured in, like what's your advice around that?
So baby plus business moment. Worst, okay, so I'll separate the two for me. So the worst baby moment more like toddler, so this happened probably like 7-8 months ago. My daughter was eating Cheerios, sitting on my lap on the couch. We're hanging out, and she doesn't really normally eat dry Cheerios anymore, but she had a cough as well. She was getting over a cold, and she coughed. She was coughing while she was eating, and she choked on a Cheerio. And my husband had just left for work, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like hitting her on the back, encouraging her to cough, and she went gray.
Oh my God.
She went gray in the face, like fully drained blood. So I'm now like aggressively hitting her on the back, and I'm just like giving her the Heimlich, trying. And she is like not, she's looking at me like, help me. Ugh. And that was like
the worst, most heart-wrenching moment.
And then I took her, I picked her up, and I live in a condo, so I picked her up, gave her one big boost, like Heimlich, and then started running towards the door to get like a neighbor to call 911 or help me or something. And then at that moment, the Cheerio came out, and I was just like, holy crap, like, holy shit. And she looked at me and she was like, mommy. And then we both just like sat there on the couch, and I just held her for like half an hour.
Oh my
gosh.
And I
was like, you scared mama, you scared mama. And then like an hour later, she was like, I scared mama. And I was like, no,
oh my
no,
gosh,
no, again, this isn't a game. So, but you could like, we both just, and I'm surprised I was as calm as I was, and I didn't cry. I didn't get super emotional even after. When I would retell the story, I was still okay with it. And then when I was like an hour after, I watched a toddler choking video, because I remember I watched an infant one and I watched a toddler one, but it was so long ago, and I actually did all the right steps. So I was so happy that that was somewhere in the back of my brain, and I just did it.
I think your like mama bear just comes out and you just freaking do whatever.
That was the hardest moment ever, for sure.
Oh my God.
But for work, so I work in an industry where there are deadlines, like you have to meet them, because these campaigns, when they go out, if you work in marketing, you know how it is, timelines.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just can't stretch those timelines. And I needed to be home for something. We had a family emergency, and I just had to make the decision that, you know what, I'm leaving. And I took my laptop home, and I left, and I didn't get back to my work until maybe like wee hours of the night.
Oh my gosh.
But I did it because I wanted to make sure that everything still happened on time and I wasn't delayed.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, you sometimes just have to make that decision, like, you know what, I can't come to that meeting. I'll make something happen, and you just
that
do
it.
That
must be hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
That must be hard.
Mine is probably when I first went back to work after mat leave. It was like 2 months in. And I went back in January, so it was like probably end of February, and Rhea got ridiculously sick. And it's weird because it's one thing to call in sick for yourself,
yeah,
and like you're accountable for you, but I'm not used to, or wasn't used to, a child being sick and that being the reason why you're staying home, because you're not sick.
Yeah.
And so it went from being like 1 day to 2 days to 5 days, and then I got sick. But it's the first time that I got sick to the point where I couldn't get out of bed, and that doesn't happen. I'm like once a year, 1 day cold usually. I usually might have to call in sick for a day, and then I'm good. That's kind of my every year. But she was just started daycare, and she came in, and it was, so I was gone for 9 business days.
Wow.
I've never done that in my career or in my life, and it was the guilt of like, I just got back to work. And then I couldn't not be with her, and my husband had offered to stay with her, and I was like, are you kidding me? No, I have to stay with her. She needs mama, not you. But like, it's a guilt thing. So I felt guilty at first, but obviously she passed it on.
Yeah.
And then I physically could not take care of myself, so he ended up having to stay home anyways. Because he had to take care of her, because she wasn't allowed to go back to daycare. And she's not full-time, so luckily my mom, I think, helped him there too, but then I was sick. And it was 9 business days, and I remember just thinking, like, how horrible I felt, one, because she was so sick, and I was new to being a mom, like, she's 1 year old, kids aren't really, they're not supposed to get sick, right?
Right.
And then you get sick, and you're not supposed to get sick, and you feel guilty as F, because I should be doing things, instead I was literally in bed. It was 9 days, it was the longest, like, week and a half ever.
Isn't that crazy how you just feel like you should be doing things? Like,
absolutely.
What things are you supposed to be doing?
Cooking, cleaning.
You know what I mean? Like, why? Like, who told us that we should be doing these
anymore.
Things?
No, I don't
I don't feel it anymore.
Oh my gosh.
About 2, baby? Like,
no, wait till you get to 3. You're
no,
just
no,
living
no.
a life of nothing.
Yeah.
freedom.
Now it's more like I want to make sure, like before I would tidy every single day. And now on Friday night, I'm like, I need to tidy because I want to spend the weekend in a clean home.
Yes.
So Friday night, yes. I'm like, oh yeah, I need to like get this done. Yeah. But I'm no longer in the mindset of everything needs to be tidy before I go to bed.
Yeah.
I totally let that go.
I know.
I agree. I used to, there never was a dish in the sink. And now,
never a dish in the sink.
Right now, there's dishes in my sink. And I was like, bye.
Oh my God.
I only regret it when I step on a toy. That's the worst.
That is the worst thing
the worst.
Ever. I do not wish that on not even my worst enemy. Not that I have any, but no, that's horrible. Oh my gosh.
Can I say one thing I've been doing with Rhea is, because you said that, so she has to put her toys away before she goes to bed.
Yes.
And so our games have become, how fast can you clean up, right? Yes. And so that, so we've been avoiding, because now we moved into a house, so our space is more space, yes, which means more clutter. Mess. Yeah. And more stuff, and she's got stuff kind of poking out. So that we've been doing that, and then also I've been teaching her to do laundry.
Oh, yes. The kids do laundry all the time.
Loves laundry.
Yeah.
Same. Yes. It's the best.
But now she's appreciating it. So her socks that used to sit outside of everything,
yeah,
actually now goes in the hamper.
Yeah,
but
they
I don't
love
have to
it.
Tell her, yes. Right? It's like a game.
Kids love laundry.
So those
kids just want to be involved. Like the kid, the boys helping. Cook. I mean, I get them to make their lunches just to.
Yep.
Stretch out the time,
yeah,
so that we get to nap time a lot faster. So they'll like prep their lunch or, you so know, good. Put the cheese in or whatever. So I think that as much, trying to get them involved as much as you can is like bonus. So I guess my last question is, what is the best advice that you can give a new mom who is just getting into this journey of motherhood and has no other kids? Fresh new mom.
Fresh mom.
Or a mom that just had their first child, yeah, and you know, all the worries and
I
all
mean,
that.
There's so much online that unfortunately, like it's good and bad because yeah, you see what other moms are doing, it does not mean it's the truth for you. Just yeah, because mom A is breastfeeding and has such success does not mean that
just
you also
feed your
have
kid. That's
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
Just feed them.
And sometimes I don't like the questions, like you guys yeah, must get it, but did you breastfeed? And I sometimes want to be like, actually, why do you need
to
know?
Why is it your business? Yeah.
Regardless. Yeah. Because whether or not my kid's healthy, she's happy, she's fed, she's growing, shouldn't that be the question, right?
Yes.
So I feel like we are holding ourselves, unfortunately, against some standards that are put out there because of society. And unfortunately, Instagram does a terrible job of it, right? So formula's okay. If you don't want
yes,
to breastfeed, don't. If you
I
want
find
to do it.
I find for me that, you know how they have the breastfeeding awareness month or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
I find that so challenging because, yes, I did breastfeed, and yes, I also did formula. And then I have friends who could not breastfeed that's and are going like traumatized by it because they feel so guilty. And then there's breastfeeding awareness month where they're like, showing,
educate,
showing photos and promoting it. And I think it's a wonderful thing, but also there's parents that cannot mm-hmm, because of whatever, mm-hmm, whatever reason they have. And I think that it should just be like feeding month, however you can get your child food, you know?
Totally.
It's just hard. I find that's that part of it has been really hard for me. And I know a lot of my friends that have not been able to breastfeed for their own reasons is just challenging.
I think that, and then the other thing is the development side.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kids develop at such a different pace, yes, and it's just not a competition.
No.
It's not.
Right? Kids talk at different ages. We just went through tantrum hell,
yeah,
which I've been pretty open about, mm-hmm, but a lot of people don't because they want to pretend their kids are perfect. But they're learning. I think learn why your children are acting out or having frustrations versus getting upset about it or ignoring it or pretending like it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think just
so
embracing,
true,
understanding,
yes,
like she's trying to communicate to me and she can't.
Yeah.
So that's how she's showing it to me.
Yeah.
And talking, man, this mom crew that we have, I think is king.
I know. Having mom friends really helps. I think that's probably the biggest piece of advice.
Yeah, you find your support system.
Yeah, go to a prenatal class, mm-hmm, you know, make some friends there or find people online, even if they physically, if you can't be around people, just find that kind of group of people that can support you. But for me, it was more like you're just taking it day by day and you just make it happen. there are so many things where like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that with the baby? Oh my goodness. But it's more like you just make it happen, and that's okay. And don't put that pressure on yourself. Like it's always about just take that pressure away wherever you can. If things are out of your control, it's out of your control. And you can't control, you can't change what's happened to you, but you can change how you react to it. So whatever you're going through, you can only control what your emotions are towards it, what you are, how you're acting towards it, whether it be your marriage, whether it be your baby, family, work, whatever it might be. Just take that control back in your life.
That's amazing. Thank you. So I just want to thank you guys for being on Glad Mom Social and for being so open. I know it's really hard for some moms to be open, but I just hope that all moms working and not working and kind of doing their day by day just get a little nugget from everything that you guys have shared. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for following along. Be sure to tune in to our social media page, Glad Mom Social Podcast on Instagram, and follow along on my website at www.rosannamorano.com.